Yo, what up, street talk, street gods, street vlogs? Or Kim in the house, right? Some thoughts. Some thoughts on ambition. So, the thing that's interesting is in today's world, it's kind of like a little bit of a mixed bag. It's like part of it's like ambition is seen as a good thing. Part of it is also seen as a vice. Actually, back in Roman times, ambition was seen as a vice because ambition literally meant to just go around and canvass for votes. So promising fake things to people and trying to get them to vote for you. But nowadays in America, ambition is actually seen as one of the ultimate virtues. And actually, growing up, ambition was always highly prized. At least, you know, my K through 12 education, also to my mom, and like the critique for people around me is that like people were not ambitious enough. And actually, now that, you know, 35 years old, I look around me and it looks like everybody's actually losing their ambition. They're becoming less ambitious. I don't know, people feel like they hit a brick wall or something like that, or, you know, maybe pandemic kind of spooked people, whatever. But yeah, it looks like nobody got their confidence or their chutzpah or their audacity back. Even Silicon Valley is not a good example, because Silicon Valley is scared shitless. You know, Google, Amazon, whatever is all laying off people left and right. And I don't think it's actually because, you know, of a recession or anything, because maybe the big tech companies are afraid of a potential recession. They want to be quote responsible and lay off people early on. But my thought is, now if I was the CEO of a big tech company, like, rather than laying people off, I'll go like way harder and actually focus more on extreme radical innovation rather than, so like taking the workforce you already got and then figuring out how to further promote innovation. So even like Apple, into the Apple Store, did it. Only product I find interesting is maybe the iPad Pro, which I already got. I mean, the M2 chips out there, did it. Even all the iPhones, kind of not interesting, way too big and heavy. iPhone SE is, even compared to the Mini, it might still be the best iPhone. All the new laptops, the 14-inch, the 13-inch MacBook Air M2, I was like testing it out, kind of sucks. Probably the last good laptop is what, the 13-inch MacBook Pro Touch Bar, I think, is because Joni Ive put his hands on it. Everything that Joni has not put his hands on is probably not good. So I think maybe in life, the pragmatic thought is the only thing that we should focus on is becoming more ambitious.